Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
So I got these Brook linen sheets and they are amazing. I mean, just immediately the second that I put them on the bed, I could feel the luxness of them and I just wanted to jump into bed and have a great night's sleep. I mean, these are the highest quality sheets that you can get at a price that won't keep you up at night. Buying great sheets is an easy way to upgrade your life. I mean, it's just one of those really nice things you can do for yourself, and you should do it. Brook Linen was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fulop, on the philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without the luxury price. And that's what they've done. They have over 12,000 five-star reviews. So people like what they're doing and you will like it too. I love my Brook Linen sheets. Try these sheets and I know that you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code VOSS, V-O-S, at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brook Linen is so confident that you'll love their new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. Trust me, you will enjoy it. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code VOSS, V-O-S, at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen, B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com, promo code VOSS. Brooklinen. I mean, these are the best sheets ever.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. We are up and running. We're up and running. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast, episode something. Taping out of Hillsborough, New Jersey, in our dining room. Another one. It's going to be tough to follow last week's podcast where Bonnie lost her mind. And we haven't even...
I bet people think I don't lose my mind enough. I think they're like, listen.
We haven't kissed since last week. We haven't had a kiss.
A kiss?
Yeah, you haven't kissed me in a week.
Well, A, I got really mad at you last week, and then you didn't seem to care, and so then I just said, I don't care. If you don't care, I don't care.
I cared.
You didn't even notice that I was...
I knew
you. I just didn't engage anymore with you.
We already got engaged.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I kind of forgot about it. Oh. Then I went and had fun last night.
Completely forgot about your
marriage? No, because always in the back of my head is you just grumpy on the couch.
I wasn't grumpy. I was watching shows.
What's she doing?
I didn't care what you were doing.
She's
I didn't call
having
once.
Fun without me.
No, that's you.
No.
That's you. You always call. What's going on? What gossip? What are you doing?
I know, but I'm excited that you're out and you're the ambassador for us, getting information and bringing it home.
Well,
I'm not angry about it.
All right, real quick, let me get this out of the way for now. Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be at the Houston Improv. And next Friday and Saturday, the Arlington Cinema Draft House. Be there or be square. That's all I'm saying. Wait, if it's 5 Central time, someone said call after 5 Central. So what is that, 6 this time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Call what?
I have to call someone in Texas, and I say call after 5 Central.
Okay.
So that'd be, what would that be?
Anytime after 5 Central.
So 5 Central is what, Eastern?
I don't know, Rich. It's between here and Los Angeles time.
So 12
so
o'clock.
Make it educated. Why are you doing it now?
So it'd be 4 o'clock.
I can't
tell you. No, is it an hour before or hour after?
I guess that's what we're just going to do now. Let's figure out time zones. Call us up with your favorite time zone. We'll try to figure out what time it is there.
Oh, so if it's 7 in L.A., it's 10 here. 3-hour difference. So 1 hour
It took you that
difference.
Long to figure that out?
If it's
You're not
5...
not employing your whole 141 in the mornings, you just... When does the whole thing come into play?
Oh, yeah, really? You knew how to do it?
Did I know how to fucking figure out LA time? Yes, of course.
Okay, real quick.
I still quiz. Figure it out every morning. Like,
LA
so
time.
So I live there.
10 p.m. LA time. 10 p.m. Eastern time.
1 a.m.
Yeah, that was quick.
Well, I just had to figure out which way to go. But also, you were just sitting there like forever.
Bonnie, very creative gal. We all know that. Very creative. Didn't know how to get her trunk open to get her oil.
Is that where the oil is in the trunk?
I'm going to get her.
Ah!
Oil.
Boom! Ha ha.
Didn't know how to get her.
Oh boy, nothing better when somebody goes to slam you and they really fuck it up. Nothing better.
Did that on purpose.
Oh, did you?
Bonnie didn't know how to get her hood open. Didn't want to go and have her oil checked without me.
I have some kind of weird social anxiety thing I don't know why. There's certain things that are hard for me to do. I get great anxiety, especially if I've never done it before.
You've never had your oil checked anywhere.
I thought about it. I was like, I had to have done it in L.A.
Yes.
My Jeep. I had to have gone and done it. But
stupid Jeep you used to have. You couldn't even put the top on.
But it's
on.
Possible that I just like...
You wanted to be so cool and different. I'm going to get a Jeep. I want to be different. I want people to notice me.
In L.A., it's not different to have a Jeep. Yeah. You could just as easily be like, I'm in L.A. I want to be the same as everyone. I'm going to get a Jeep. I mean...
No.
It's
I didn't see that many.
Okay, well, there you go. Now we're doing call us your location. Rich will tell you if Jeeps are big there or not. What a fun podcast. Ooh, it's gonna be close. Tough to beat that last one.
What, time zones?
No, the last podcast. You started this podcast basically by saying like,
oh,
if you haven't, you know what, just stop playing.
Stop listening?
Yeah.
Stop playing? Stop listening or stop playing?
Like, stop playing this podcast.
Stop listening to this podcast.
Okay, sure. That's better.
All right, let's get started.
Stop listening to this podcast. In fact, there's your title, which you'll pound me about for an hour after the podcast. What's the title? What's the title? Any title I give you? No. Oh, what's the title?
What am I, Chinese?
What the title? I got to put it down. What the title?
Oh, I get it. I'm Chinese now. What a
no,
title.
I'm not your, you know what?
What?
You can't tell.
What?
Don't assume my accent.
What was that accent?
It's just dumb guy.
Raina does accents.
I heard her doing them for Bennington.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He had quite a connection with her. They were hanging out.
You weren't there.
Okay.
It was me, her, and Bennington out front, not you.
Right. You don't think, though, that any of it could have gone on while you were on stage? Or what happens? Everyone just freezes? Oh. Like, you do. You're like that a toddler. Like, when you leave the room, it's like object permanence or something. Where they don't think anything's helped. Unless they can see it, they don't think it's really there or happening.
Think
everyone just freezes when you leave the room, right?
Yes. Give us
so you come back in and life begins again.
Give us a rundown of your day yesterday. Everybody wants to know.
Everyone wants to know. Oh, God. You know, when you interview someone, it's good, intense.
You started off the day.
Can I just say this about being a comedian? It's like you plan a day of whatever's, and you don't know. You wake up in the morning, you see the news.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Obviously. Practically debilitating. Although I do have a little bit of fatigue for every bad thing that happens. It's like it's hard to like...
You're almost getting desensitized to it.
Yeah, you're like, well, okay, where am I going to donate? And then, you know, alleviate it's fucking, some of that.
It's tragedy after tragedy after fucking...
Well, then you got to go out and do this podcast. Then do that podcast. Then do these jokes. Then do
that. You did podcasts yesterday?
So I did Marina Franklin's
podcast.
Did
you talk about Las Vegas?
No, it did not come up at all. So that was fine. You know, although we did talk about some big topics.
This is kind of, is this racist? But when stuff like that happens, because it was at a country music festival.
Yeah.
Do you think it affects black people as much? Do you think does it affect Americans? Does it affect whites? Does it affect blacks? Does it affect everybody? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, you relate to who you relate to. I mean, that's your deepest connection.
Yeah, but like, I'm not
saying you don't think about what other people's struggle or other people's
I don't, I'm not a
hardship. I mean, these are, I didn't even think about the people being black or white, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a country music thing.
I know, but so I still didn't put it in my brain.
No, neither did I. I'm just saying what hits you is it when something like this happens, what hits you, like does a tornado in the Midwest hit you as much as a fucking flood down south? If you not, you know what I mean. What do you understand what I'm saying? It's just it's so much fucking destruction and tragedy. Like I just read online today, like already the conspiracy theorists are coming out with these things. Like
what?
About the shooting in Las Vegas.
What could the conspiracy be?
Well, that there was more than one person involved. Why did the guy have so many guns up in his room when he only needed one, since it was a machine gun?
That there was a bunch of people doing it?
There was more people involved.
It's so... I spent all day yesterday going, why did he do it? In my head.
Just crazy. People are just crazy.
And it's a dumb thing to have rattling around in your brain because there's no way, who cares? And there's no answer.
Well, like, then why? And also, too, like I read,
like there's no,
where
there's
the
no,
people trapped,
like, oh,
the people were trapped, they couldn't get out. But why couldn't they get out? Weren't there gates to get out? Like, why were they?
I don't know. A lot of questions.
This is what I read. Now, I don't know if they could or couldn't get out. But what I read on this thing is that they couldn't get out. That's probably why they went to the airport.
I don't even know where it was happening. Like, I can't...
I know. Mandalay Bay.
Visualize it.
Exactly. Well, it's right by the airport.
I started to watch something. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, I can't watch any of that stuff.
I mean, it was too horrifying.
It's, you know, I text some of my friends that live out there. And just... they say it's crazy out there. It's like, you know, it's not even as close or as devastating as 9/11, but it's the same feeling, probably, as you know what I mean,
right?
Of people walking around and like, is this fucking really happening?
I mean, that's
really
the hardest
happen?
Part is like, did this, like,
you're going, did this really happen?
Well, you start looking around like this could happen anywhere at any time, like, you know.
Well, it's not, it's concerts too, like it's the biggest.
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing too, when you think about Las Vegas and casinos, which I know, okay, casinos make a lot of fucking money. Why don't casinos, and they're going to have to do this, put metal detectors at the door?
I'm sure they do.
No, they don't have metal detectors in these doors. I've been to casinos. You just walk in.
Well, the guy was doing it from his hotel, so.
Yeah, his hotel at the casino. He had to go into the casino.
Oh.
So why?
But
they're going to have,
like,
to
then
step
gonna,
up.
Then it's, I know, but then it's like, I mean, maybe you're right. I haven't thought critically about this. But then it seems like, okay, then why don't you put metal detectors literally, like, so now you're going through security every time you leave the house to go do anything.
Almost into a mall, into a school. In schools should hire ex-military as security guards. You know, there's so many ex-military out of work. veterans, and schools should hire them as security guards. I mean, where do these things happen? Schools, malls, concerts, where there's gathering of a lot of people. So, yeah, maybe it costs more to go to the concert. A mall, it's going to cost you more for food or for whatever. But you have to up security in these heavy populated places because of the craziness that's going on in this country. You know, these casinos are going to have to... What? I'm just saying they're going to
Do we really want to spend the whole thing talking about it?
No, not the whole thing. I'm just, you know, I didn't talk about it. You try to almost...
Well, everybody's struggling the same thoughts that you're having, so your thoughts aren't exactly, like, profound.
What do you think people were saying, and maybe they were, put up...
Your thoughts aren't profound. I'm saying everyone. Everyone's walking around doing the same thing.
Well, thinking of how to prevent the next one from happening.
Right. I mean, have you looked at your Twitter feed at all? It's just full of...
Well, no. Right now, if you look at that stuff, gun control versus pro guns. You know, this is where everybody uses their political views.
Well, it's a political issue.
It's a security issue. I think right off the bat, you should ban semi-auto and any of that kind of stuff.
Well, so then I went to Fox News and I did Tom Shalhoub's radio show, and that's all they talked about. And
I don't know how anybody could be pro semi-automatic. How can you be pro that? I don't get it.
Well,
I mean, I don't have
guns. Because
your
whole thing is that you're going to take up arms against the government, need be. You need guns that are going to be, you know... comparable to government guns.
They're
going to
fight tanks.
That's the only argument I think to have.
Yeah, well, that's bullshit argument because the government has drones, has tanks, has fucking missiles. So you can't fight the government.
I'm getting a tank.
You can't fight the government. What am I going to set up?
You can do tank concealed carry. Wrap your brain around that one, folks. These are the kind of gems I was throwing out yesterday. People loved it. No, I didn't make any jokes on the Tom Shalhoub.
Well, I'm just saying why.
But a guy called in and said about the people that died, and he was like, you know, you have to think of it like God wanted those people back, and he would have either done it this way or another way. And I was like, are you out of your buddy? Back up. Like, do you think
you wanted those people back? Country. You know what? I don't have enough country music fans up here.
But I mean, like, it's just like, I don't know. I don't get religion enough to be like, really? That's okay to think?
Did you hear the...
It's just a thing that makes you feel better about what happened so that you can be like, oh, okay, well, that justifies that. Let's move on.
Did you hear the... from what network? The lady that said
CBS. Yeah, she said, "Who cares? They're probably Republicans." The thing about it,
who would say that?
Okay, so she put it because they're country music fans. So she put it on her Facebook, and that's where a comment on somebody's Facebook page or something. But even like I can't get fired from anything because I don't have anything. But
yeah,
I wouldn't.
You could. People will stop using you, and
okay. But I'm just saying, like, I still wouldn't. Write something because you know, even if you thought it, you'd be like, you know what, that's very inflammatory. And it's like,
if she has a relative that's a Republican, would she wish death on that person?
She doesn't believe that. She doesn't believe it. I guarantee you, she's a woman who's made her way in the world. The head of CBS.
She was a vice
whatever.
President.
She was second in command, I think. So listen though. I'm just saying, like, she didn't think. She didn't think about that as like she just was. It's like the way she talked to her friends at you know, oh, they're probably Republicans or whatever. And then she writes it down on a Facebook. Like, that's the part I'm talking about where you're like, how can you not know that's going to get, how can you write that thinking like, this won't get me fired?
Well, that's because she's stupid.
Like, but so many people keep doing it. They keep putting stuff. Like, there's a PewDiePie is this guy who's a gamer slash podcaster.
The one that said...
Not podcaster.
The one that said the N-word. That,
yes. That so he got in trouble earlier for saying stuff against Jews.
Yeah.
And then he had to apologize and stuff. And then while he was playing the game, I guess in the heat of the game, he called somebody the N-word. And they played it on Howard Stern, so
yeah.
I did hear, like, exactly. And... It's like, what?
He had millions of listeners. He was
yes,
making millions
of dollars.
Yes, like,
okay, like, so, like, I'm just saying, like, what do you do? Like, you know that's going to get you fired. Like, you know that no good will come of that. So why are you, I don't know, it seems so crazy that people are still stepping in it after you know the rules.
It's like if you do a read for something, but before the read.
You say something really negative
about
farm to table.
But you're not doing it on purpose. That wasn't on purpose.
We did get an angry email.
But that wasn't on purpose.
We did lose our... Well, you didn't know what was coming exactly.
No, not at
you
all.
You were unaware of...
The product.
And I didn't see the problem until it was too late, too close.
Anyhow,
So yeah,
who
so,
writes that? Like, it doesn't matter because they were Republican. And one, you're saying only Republicans like country music. Two, if you're Republican, it's okay if you get slaughtered.
No, she's just become this weird lizard brain that people have become where they're either left or they're right. And they, like, hate the other side with such a passion. It's like, it's what gets them out of bed in the morning. It's like this hot hate. And
what if her sister's Republican? Does she hate her sister?
Yes. I mean, this like...
If she has a sister.
People do. People are so like I understand people being angry about Trump and all that.
Yeah, but
this administration.
Listen, there's fucking Democrats that fucking like Trump. There's Republicans that, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, weird alliances start to form, and then you start to hate. Like, we were talking about this on Marina's podcast. Like, if you believe, a lot of people voted for Trump because of Israel, you know. So Judy Gold obviously hates Trump with a passion, but, you know, she said that was not right, that wasn't true.
What
but I think a lot of people did vote for Trump because of that, right? Anyway, there was a whole discussion about Palestinians and
Well, I don't know how,
Israelis.
I don't know what he's done for Israel since he's been in office.
Well, but that was his... But anyway,
no wall is going up. No wall is going up.
People get such hatred worked up that there's not one thing like... There's not one thing that could be done where you'd be like, oh, okay, you know, that seems good. That part, they can't separate it anymore. And so she probably just walks through her day hating Republicans and doesn't think like, and gets to say it all day long because she works at CBS and I'm sure it's like, you know, full of, you know,
liberals.
Lefties. And so she writes it on a fucking Facebook post. She doesn't see... She's lost the concept that there's other people on the other side of it.
But not only that, okay, maybe you could say I dislike Republicans, but ha, good for them. They were probably Republicans, you know. She's trying like, hey, if
I don't know. She said ha.
Well, she said good for.
No, she said.
What did she say?
I don't want to misquote. Something along the lines of there. We should look it up, but they're you know. If it's at a country music festival, they're probably Republicans. I don't even know if she. Even made the leap for you. Do you know what I mean? It was just implied, so who cares?
Well, she's fired.
Mm-hmm. True that. So then,
And you know what? Not only that, a liberal fired her. Someone who agrees with her political views said, you know what?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Then it gets, oh, that's crazy because it's like, you know,
hey, you're not going to stick up for me?
Well, they're not going to defend your right to say what you want to say.
No, because...
Well, that actually doesn't fall into free speech because you can get fired from your employer for saying shit.
Yeah, of course, but if your employer has the same political views as you...
Yeah, but the employer
no
doesn't...
Dumber.
Either is, like, sane and doesn't think that's a nice thing to say, or he's like, hey, that...
It's going to cost us a fortune.
...reads bad for us... You know, so you're fired.
Like, and there's already fucking comics writing jokes on Twitter. Or
well,
not
this
comics,
is the thing: is that
people,
you go through the day and like you keep processing. Then Tom Petty died. I don't know if he's dead now or not.
Yeah.
Because there was a talk at one point where they'd unplugged him and then he was still living.
They plugged him right back in.
I did that joke on stage last night.
What'd you say?
It's a long joke.
Oh.
About how the guy unplugged him and then Tom Petty was still alive. Like, how awkward is that in the when Tom Petty wakes up? It's like, I thought you were dead. And then I did a whole thing about how, like, he unplugged him. He's like, he's still alive. And then he tries to plug that plug back in.
Oh.
I don't know. It was dumb. It was funny at the time. But so I had to go on at the Friars Club last night. So then you have to do
Bragger.
Sets. Despite the fact that it's, like, this elephant in the room of...
Bobby was there?
You know, all the shit that went on that everybody had been listening to and talking about all day. So that was, you know, it's like, it's a harder thing to navigate than people think. Cause if you make a joke about it,
well, who's going to make a joke about it?
Well, I sort of did
about the shooting.
I said, we're all still dealing with, you know, that Tom Petty died. And that got kind of a laugh. It was a better joke than that.
Why are people on Twitter writing?
But you know what I like about you? You would never be like, oh, that's funny, or make any kind of like a, even if you didn't really like the joke, you just look at me like,
oh,
and then you always like, tell me the joke. And then you just look.
What?
You know what the thing is? It's like you have no like
what
generosity in you at all.
I have tons.
Why wouldn't you like?
You want $20? Huh? Yeah.
No, you know what?
I'm trying to be generous.
I get your dumb joke, you fucking idiot.
How many times you think in this podcast out of about 300 you call me a fucking idiot?
I don't know.
You don't? You can't give a wild stab?
I could give a wild stab.
Yeah, but like, do comic, like, I could see dumb human people trying to be funny. But comics,
dumb human people,
you know, non-comics,
and also it's human, not you, man.
Human,
you,
human.
No, you're saying you, like
human.
You,
human.
How do you say house?
House.
That's the wrong age.
House.
No, I'm saying for human. Hugh. How do you say Hugh? Like the name Hugh.
Who has the name you?
Hugh Fink.
Oh, you.
You just call him you? You.
You.
My name is Hugh. I know, you. Over here.
You.
You. Hey, you.
But comics, I hate when they try to be edgy.
Do you?
I could be edgy.
Oh,
you.
I saw you go up on Wednesday night at the Stress Factory open mic and please.
I wasn't edgy at all. I was doing new material.
I didn't hear one word you were saying. I'm only going by what I saw on the monitor, which was the coolest man in the world.
There's a difference between...
I don't know if I can enunciate fully and clearly all my words because I'm so cool to be here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, is he ever going to get his trombone out? No? Man.
First of all...
Yeah, I say to you, that's like your one, if you have a flaw, when you get nervous, you try to be too cool.
Why?
So
I wasn't
quiet.
Nervous. I wasn't nervous at the open mic night. I was doing
I'm
new
not
material.
Saying you're nervous, but you get like where you think like all these comedians are just hanging on your every word.
They are.
And, oh God, I got to impress these kids. Hey, man. This place is lit AF.
It's what?
Oh, God, forget it.
Lit AF.
I know I've told you before 1,000 times, so I'm not even saying.
Lit AF?
Mm-hmm.
Lit up? Lit AF.
What? Everyone's laughing at you. Right?
What's lit AF mean?
Oh, my God.
You never told me.
Savage. We did a whole podcast about it. I believe. Yes, because people still tweet or joke about like Savage AF or Lit AF.
What's Lit AF?
It's as fuck.
Lit as fuck? Why would you say lit as fuck? Lit what? Lit up the room?
Oh my God.
What are you fucking talking about?
It's just a thing kids say.
They say lit
stuff
AF?
Is lit. Like it's fun. It's good.
It's lit?
Yeah. You can't comp. This is the thing about you. You can't comprehend anything outside of your
they
world.
They don't say it's off the hook, off the charts. It's dope. They say it's lit.
Maybe they still say it's dope.
Yeah.
Dope AF.
But comics that try to be so edgy, I'm going to write, you know, fucking jokes about this. And, you know, it's, I don't know, like.
I saw a girl write one on Twitter and I read the comments just for fun and it was.
They bashed her?
Not funny, not following you, no longer listening to your podcast. Too soon, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What's the joke?
It's kind of funny. I mean, let me see. She's one of those girls from.
Would you bang them? No, that's
guys I fucked. How'd you know that?
Well, you said one of those girls. So it's a podcast that has more than one girl, and that's the one that has two girls.
Well, there are lots of them, Dale.
I have two girls. Yeah, I know, but that's the most popular one.
Anyway, I can't remember, but it's like, I think the people who are at fault here is the housekeeping staff at Mandalay Bay.
Why?
Because he had a fucking pile of guns.
Oh.
But people were really upset about
it. Maybe he had do not disturb sign on his door.
People were writing that, like, it, like though that she was really like, well, I think we should prosecute the housekeeping staff. You know what I think? I think we should ban housekeeping.
Well, I think these places have to do something about security. That's all. Where there's that many people.
Should I try to find it?
No,
it
doesn't matter.
It's not so bad that I didn't quote it properly.
There's no reason.
So I
like those girls,
though. I tweeted
though.
A picture of... I like them, too. I tweeted a picture of, you know, me at the Friars Club.
Yes.
Okay, why, now why'd you do that?
I went yes.
No. You went like this. Okay, you tell me something. I'll show you.
I have a picture of me at the Friars Club. Oh, I close my eyes because I'm getting tired, but go ahead.
No, it's because someone else is speaking.
No, not at all. You take everything personal. Sometimes.
You don't think, okay, let me, this is you. Anytime I start to tell a story about myself or anything, I could just see you drifting off, thinking about what you're going to, then you wait till I stop talking, then I'm at the Funny Bone, or whatever the fuck it is.
I'm not at the Funny Bone, I'm at...
Okay, see, this is like, why you do it? You know you're being a dick.
Do the improv. I mean, tell your Friars story.
No, I don't. It's not fun to tell you
yes,
anything.
Yes, I want
to hear
them.
Because you're not interested. People
I'm
can
very
tell.
Interested. I'm staring at you. Look at my leg
last
is crossed.
Last night I came home, tried to talk to you. You were just like staring at me like I was a fucking apparition. Just, I was like, okay, well, fun having a conversation with you.
Apparition?
Oh, my God. Someone come and shoot me in the head right now.
Who's apparition? Tell the story about
why
the Friars.
Why do you say stuff like that? Do you think it's funny?
No, tell
or what?
Tell the story about.
Ugh, to you too.
Okay. I'm not going ugh to you.
Why don't you talk about the spots on my hands again?
No, you have freckles.
No, they're not. They're fucking age spots, you piece of shit.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. What do you think? They're fucking
almost all my
old grandmothers get them.
Almost all my hair's turning gray, like up top now.
Okay, well, that arrow went backwards fast.
Oh, because I like shooting bow and arrows.
No, because you like talking about yourself.
Look,
you like talking about yourself. I said to you, I had a joke about Tom Petty that worked good last night. Oh, this is my Tom Petty thoughts.
I didn't have any thoughts.
Not one like, oh, what is it? Oh, I'd love to hear. And then you, I'm not. I always care about you. It's all I care about.
Tell us about the Friars.
No.
Club. Yes, don't start a thing and people want to know.
No.
Yes.
I'm not talking to people.
I'm
talking to you.
You're talking to thousands and thousands
no,
of listeners.
No, that's such a dumb thing to say.
What are you fucking kidding me? Thousands. Thousands. We've had over 5 million downloads. How do you like that?
Well, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have been quite so... churlish.
I wish we got a dollar for every download.
Oh, do you? Okay, then what would we have? Oh, 5 million! Ah!
Oh,
You know why you laughed at that? It's about you.
No, it was funny.
Anything that doesn't... I'm just going to start putting Rich Voss in the middle of my jokes just so you'll like look over.
So what happened at the Friars? I haven't been into the
Yesterday, or I think it was yesterday or the day before, I get out of the shower. I go, hey, what are you doing? Call downstairs. Hey, what are you doing? You came barreling up the stairs two at a time. I had no idea why. You go, oh, they said you want to do it. I was like, is that really how a man... Like, how many times have I been called down, you didn't hear, or you pretended not to hear, or you couldn't come up, or... Oh, he's 1 second. I got stuff to do later. Hey, you want to do it?
Oh, my God. Have you gone off the deep end?
Oh, because there's the Allisons.
So you did a show at the Friars Club. You did one with Artie Lang. What was it? They were inducting new members? Is that what it was last night?
Yes. They made it sound like there's like a vetting process. Like, you know what the vetting process is? Your fucking bank account.
All you got to do is say,
can
I want to
be... Can you pay the dues?
They used to let you in free. They wanted young people. I never paid. They let me in free. But I did a lot of shows for them.
Well, they gave me dinner. My friend who was with me doesn't want me to talk about her on the podcast.
Okay.
She's a ghost. Call her Ghosty. She came. That was fun. And then Allie, my new buddy, my new wacky buddy, came. Yeah. And then I wish I could talk about that one part. It's so uncomfortable.
Wait, Allie takes a train in?
No, she drives.
Okay.
She told me that she somebody asked her to do a set, and then she was like, yeah. And then they were like, well, how are you going to get home? Like, take the train? She was like, no, I'll drive my car. And then they were like, they asked her questions that are not relevant to a stand-up set. I wish I could remember the next question. It was like, how much do you weigh?
Well, so you did a show to fry. Like, that audience is so, like, fucking 100 years old. What
I
room
did
they did?
Well,
that little room? That...
No, the dining room or something.
Oh.
Everyone was very nice, wonderful.
Were they all dressed well?
Everyone was dressed really nice.
You had to wear a sport
jacket. I spilled
a
coffee all down my shirt on my way into the city yesterday, and I had to stop, and I just poured water on it. Like,
I told you that.
I thought about you, because I was going to call you and start crying, and I knew you'd be like, pull over to the Dunkin' Donuts and get a water. I did it.
So...
Then
you didn't even have a host. You went up cold.
No, Bill Boggs went up first.
Who's that?
You know, he's a famous friar.
Bill Boggs, the old guy that used to be on TV.
I guess maybe he must have been.
Oh, Bill Boggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably in his 70s.
Yeah, but I mean,
he used to be a good-looking guy.
He's good-looking still.
Would you fuck him?
I mean, I gave him a hand job. Does that count?
Yep.
No, everyone at the table was,
he was at your table, Bill Boggs?
Uh-huh. And,
he should be on TV.
A couple of other gentlemen.
Who?
I don't know. They told me their names, but I can't remember. One guy was the pianist. The Friars Club pianist. Anyway. And, so he went up and, said my name first and then read off credits. And then I went up and I was like, thank you for that uncomfortable introduction. It was like, how long?
Bill Boggs said,
I go, how long have you been in the business? You don't put the name last.
You said to Bill Boggs?
Mm-hmm.
Did he laugh?
I mean, I wasn't, it was, they were, you know, a little, I ended up doing very, very well.
A little what, drunk?
A little skeptical, let's say. But I started off by, you know, mocking the whole thing, so that I feel like if that can't work at the Friars Club, where can that work, you know?
And plus you have 8 spots, so you fit in, right?
And then I showed them my liver spots.
Another liver spot?
I mean, that's what grandmothers call them, you fucking asshole. Don't act like you didn't know. Oh, look.
I look at my freckles.
Oh, let me. Oh, look at your nose hairs. Oh. Hey, look, you got a unibrow there. Oh, I never noticed that before. Oh, hey, are those cankles new? Don't act like you don't know. Hey, are your tits supposed to be down that low? I mean, I like it. It's just I didn't know they were going to be down that low.
Keep going.
I can't think of anything else. You got some crumbs stuck in your crow's feet. That's got to be handy, huh?
Want some spackle for your cellulite? You don't have cellulite.
You've gone too far.
You've gone too far. You know what Bonnie did that was smart when she was pregnant?
Oh, my God. Once again, folks, let's just right back to Rich Voss giving himself a compliment. Go ahead.
Giving me a compliment. I'm giving you a compliment.
Okay, yes. What? When I was pregnant, he literally, it's the first thing that happened when I told him I was pregnant. He was like, okay, good. You're going to need to get some coconut
I didn't
butter.
Know that. You knew that. I didn't know anything
You were
about
like, spread
butter.
It on. You would say it every day.
No,
you'd remind me. You come into the bedroom and you'd hold it up. You'd be like, have you done this yet?
You're crazy. You're
it
making
up
things.
It was insane for you. You were like, because you were like, I had sex with a woman who had a stretch mark and I couldn't get it up. Like some bizarre psychological problem.
No, you're the one who.
You were like, she had stretch marks on her stomach. It was awful. Like, ew. And yet you'll just like pull your pants down and spread your legs and like, gee, come over here. Like,
I'm going to.
That's nice.
We're having sex after the podcast.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I will if I have to, but.
You have to.
Why?
We haven't had sex in a while and I'm leaving for a couple of days.
Ugh.
What?
I gotta go to my my safe place. This is where my personality splits. Sex you want, eh? Well, okay.
I want to get my hunting bow and arrow hunting license, and I asked, you have to shoot from 65 feet away into a 1 foot circle. So I went to the park and I was 65 feet away and I was getting like, you got to make 3 out of 5. I was getting like 2 out of 5.
You have to make 3 out of 5 for what?
In a 1 foot circle from 65 feet away to get your hunting license.
You're going to get a hunting license for your
bow and arrow, but I'm not going to, I would never shoot a deer, but I would still go out in the woods. You know, if there's a raccoon, maybe. Or a bird, a pheasant.
Oh.
What?
You'd kill something? Just for the pure sport of it?
No, I'd eat it.
You're going to eat a raccoon?
No, a pheasant. Can you eat pheasant? Yeah. What does a pheasant look like? Do they fly or walk?
Next time you're going by a river... Take a look. Go look in into the river, and that is a pheasant.
When you're hunting, can you hunt cows?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's big business right there. Cow hunting. You've never heard of that?
Cow hunting. I guarantee I could get some cows.
Pig hunting. People do that. Horse hunting. Goat hunting. That was always my favorite.
I would tear up some cows, although. Arrows couldn't probably penetrate that fucking leather skin. It's what leather's made out of, you know.
Yeah, you can't keep leather in the rain, but a cow's out there all day long. I mean, what the? How in the?
So I got to go practice some
You're
more.
Great,
65
by
feet
the way.
Away.
You're doing great. I mean, what you've added to this podcast, the energy, the.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
I got a lot to do in 1 hour.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up then. I don't give a shit.
We only did 41. Yeah, that's enough time.
Well,
we got 4 more
minutes. I
still
had another show after.
What do you mean?
I went to the stand after this.
You didn't go on stage, did you? You didn't tell me. You said you were going there to hang out. Did you go on stage at the stand?
Oh, yes, I did.
Who,
there you
did
go.
Guest
is that
spot?
So hard? Why would you want to make yourself wrong? Why would you want to say things that make this
Why
how? Because this
call?
Is how you do it. You go. You always say no, whatever, and then later you're like, oh, that starts a fight. Because yes, I did.
But that's not what you said on the phone.
You said we're going there to hang out. You
didn't say okay, I didn't call in advance. I didn't call up. Hey, I'm only, I'm going to come. My husband needs to know before I get there.
No, you didn't tell me you did a spot at the Stand.
Well, I barely told you anything because you were totally not interested. You're like, I'm watching a show.
I was listening, but then you got on your phone and you totally took the interest away from me.
Okay. What do you care if I told you in advance or not that if I did a set at the Stand?
No, when we were talking on the phone when you were driving home, you didn't say. You said I did a set at the Friars, not at the Stand.
You know, you asked me how the Friars Club set went and I told you. I was just I'm sorry I didn't bring up the Stand. It's a bizarre thing to fucking get hung up on.
Did you do a guest spot or get paid?
First of all, I don't think anyone gets paid on Mondays. It's a free show. But no, I didn't get paid.
Was it a guest spot or were you booked?
I was not booked. You know that I wasn't booked. You can just tell from this whole conversation that we just had. I didn't know I was going to do a spot when I was going there. So how could I have been booked?
Go?
Very well. It was really fun. It was packed in there.
Who'd you follow?
Mark Norman.
Okay.
Great interview. Really good skills. Really good.
Did your friends come down and watch you do your set?
No. But Jessica Curson was there.
Did your one friend get along with your other new friend?
Yes, they all got along very well.
But they're still...
They stayed there after I left, because I left. And they hung out to have a few more.
Oh, really? And Jessica Curson, I saw her the other night. She's so funny. It's unbelievable.
I know. She's like... ridiculous.
I mean, she goes. She was at the Cellar. I worked with her at the Stand. She was at the Cellar, and she goes... oh, this one comic had to follow me, and he goes, tone it down, take it easy. She goes, you would never say that. Like, who would say that to a comic? Tone it down, take it easy.
Probably that comic was me saying it to her. Because every time I have to follow her, I'm like, God, please no.
She kills, but she's fun to follow. She's a good
Well,
comic.
Not for me. It really has not worked out in my favor ever. I mean, I love watching her. I think she's fucking hysterical, but I have a really hard time following her.
How is she not on Saturday? How is she not on Saturday Night Live? It makes no fucking sense that Jessica Curson is not on Saturday Night Live. How the fuck is she not on that show? It makes no sense whatsoever. She's as funny as anybody.
100%.
As anybody.
I no longer sit around being like, oh, the industry got it wrong. Huh, how could that happen?
Well, I do. All right, listen. You got anything you want to plug?
I only want to plug the show that we're doing together on November 6th.
Oh, November 6th. Listen.
Which is another Would You Bang Him. The tickets are going to go up, I think, today or tomorrow.
At the Village Underground.
And what is it, a 9 o'clock show? 8 o'clock
8
show?
8 o'clock. And Monday, November
it's
6th.
It's a killer lineup. We have...
Mark Norman.
Well, what happens is the show is... four female judges. Well, it's three female judges in Mateo Lane. And who's hilarious. They're all very funny judges. It's Lynn Coplitz, Rachel Feinstein, Marina Franklin, Mateo Lane. Killer, killer judge lineup. And then the guys come on stage. Mark Norman.
Florentine. Mike Yard.
Yes. Ken Kranz.
Maybe.
Is going to do it. No, I said yes.
Oh, you said yes?
And...
there was one more.
I know. I can't remember who it is.
I don't know. I'll ask Sal.
Is it Andrew
Sal.
Schultz? Oh, ask Sal, yeah. So, anyway, they all come on. They do 5 minutes, and then the judges decide if they're going to bang them or not. Would you bang them? It's fun. So, it's only $10 a ticket?
It's a great show.
It's for charity?
No.
Well, you and I. And didn't you have a joke? You'd be like, you'd point to yourself.
What do you mean?
This is for charity, and then you'd point to yourself.
Oh.
Didn't you close like that for years when we were on the road together?
I don't know.
I remember you doing that.
Anyhow, listen, November 6th, get your tickets. They go on sale soon. Village Underground. This Wednesday and Thursday, I will be at the Houston Improv. Next Friday and Saturday, Arlington Cinema Draft House. You guys are my favorite. Thank you for listening. Support Bonnie.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.